tell me about what you saw when you arrived.
The march picked up steam in front of the West Palm Beach Police Station on Banyan Boulevard. And they eventually made their way through Rosemary Square, a shopping plaza, and stopped traffic at the intersection between Okeechobee Boulevard and Rosemary Ave. A black male and a white male protester decided to reenact what happened in Minneapolis. This time, the black man had his knee on the white man's neck.
Tell me a little bit more about what was going on there.
When they stopped the intersection, you saw the entire crowd get on one knee and put their fist in the air. They were gathering to do it and to do it fast. It was right in the middle of the road. And one of the organizers was pretty much kind of handling the crowd to make sure that people made way and you know, got on their knees. And so that reenactment occurred so that everyone can see it happen. It was right smack in the middle of the street.
What was the police presence like?
The police presence was quite strategic. It wasn't overwhelming. It wasn't intimidating toward the protesters. They sort of kept their distance.
So you got the chance to speak to a couple of protesters. What did they tell you about why they were there?
So Amanda Demesman, she seemed like everyone else to point out the current and historical race issues plaguing the United States. The same sort of rallying cry we're seeing nationwide, particularly in regards to police brutality and what they view as an unfair justice system. Amanda, who was a black woman, told me that she just wants to be heard and told me she joined the peaceful protest to demand justice for George Floyd, raise awareness for other similar stories, and seek accountability from people in, quote, higher positions. She said, quote, black lives have been lost for senseless reasons.
We have Trayvon Martin, we have George Floyd, we have Breonna Taylor. The list goes on and on and on. We can't run, we can't walk, we can't talk, we can't have a play gun, we can't do anything. You can't even relax in your own home without being threatened. Time has come for us to make a change, and if I can take a stance in this walk, I will.
I also spoke to Gavin McClinton, one of the organizers. He said after he was done serving in the military, he felt the need to be an activist for this particular cause.
We get it. People are racist, and they're going to stay racist. But the real problem is with the judges and the juries that find these murderers not guilty. That's where our problem is, okay? If I can't go kill this man right here and get away with it, they shouldn't be able to do the same thing. And I would never want to kill you, my brother. I love you. But yeah, you feel me? Murder is murder, no matter who does it and what job they got.
From the people you spoke with, did anybody say anything about any of the protests around the country that had become violent, like the ones that happened in Miami?
From my understanding, there was a clear plan to keep this protest peaceful. When protesters stopped at the Myers Amphitheater, organizers and activists got on that stage and talked about the need to be more civic-minded, and they pled with the crowd to vote during the next election.
Welkin, you know, you're a longtime resident of South Florida and of, you know, living in Palm Beach County. And I wondered, you know, have you ever seen or experienced the kind of unrest that you've seen these last few days?
No, I have not. This seems like it was a tipping point. One of the protesters said this was a series of events that led up to this. Whether it was racist interactions at a park in New York, the black jogger in Georgia. Protesters were mentioning a series of events that led up to the George Floyd incident in Minneapolis. And that 8-minute footage sort of sparked the unrest for a lot of people. And again, personally, I've never seen this before. It does seem like it's a tipping point, and I'm not quite sure where this is heading to.